the 2018 Time 100. One of the most stirring moments in this year's billion-dollar blockbuster, Black Panther, whose director Ryan Coogler and lead actor Chadwick Boseman are both on this year's Time 100, comes early in the film. A terrorist attack has upended the kingdom of Wakanda. As Boseman's T'Challa returns to take the throne, his mother, played by Angela Bassett, reassures him, "My son, it is your time." Time's annual list of the world's most influential people is a designation of individuals whose time, in our estimation, is now. The Time 100 isn't a measure of power, though many on the list wield it, nor is it a collection of milestones accumulated. As our staff considers candidates, we often find ourselves wowed by those with stunning lifetime achievements. But editorial director Dan Mascai, maestro of the Time 100, brings us back to the key question. Was this their year? This has been a year like few others in the two decades since the Time 100 began. Citing the White House's more hostile position toward China, North Korea, and Iran, Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations and a contributor to this issue, has called this the most perilous moment in modern American history. Amid a decided global tilt toward authoritarianism, the same could be said for much of the rest of the world. Accordingly, the 2018 Time 100 recognizes leaders ranging from Donald Trump to Kim Jong-un, of whom the writer we chose, North Korean defector Hyun Se Lee, calls the most dangerous person on the planet. In other ways, the Time 100, always a reflection of its moment, looks quite different than in the past. Influence increasingly knows no single zip code and no minimum age. A record 45 people on this list are under 40, including the youngest designee ever, 14-year-old actor Millie Bobby Brown, and a common theme on the in the tributes is how much we can learn from them. As Steven Spielberg writes of his regard for Greta Gerwig, the Oscar-nominated director of Lady Bird, her elder becomes her student.